Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the John Chuckery Show. 10 o'clock on Friday, we start the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Always the first request for Chuckery, but we're doing things a little bit differently tonight, so I'm picking out my favorite Bill Withers song. R.I.P. to one of the legends out there. Oh, yeah. Man, I love this song. If this song can't make 80 degrees on a Sunday, and you got a few friends over and some brown liquor, and you fire up the grill, if this can't get you, like, happy and enjoying yourself, having a drink, smoking a stogie, man, you ain't got no soul, man. You got no heart. You got no soul. So Bill Withers died earlier today, one of the legends. Really classic R&B and soul singer from the 70s and early 80s. So we will hear plenty of music from him. We're going to dedicate this hour to him. Normally we do like a dance party thing on Friday, but Bill Withers is one of those guys that you talk about, like, you know, would be a high draft pick in your Brown Liquor Music Hour roster. Yeah, he's a real high draft pick. Listen on the radio.com app, too, by the way, so you can catch all of this as you go. And the cool new feature about listening back to anything in real time over the past 24 hours on the station, 404-741-0929 is the phone line and the text line, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Give us a follow on social media at JMCH316. He's at Jarvis D90. The station's at 929 The Game. And this is our NFL Squib Kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the Squib Kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So Aaron Rodgers, in an interview with Pat McAfee and his former teammate A.J. Hawk, was talking about Aaron, that is, I should say, was talking about the idea of how so many of these quarterbacks are playing into their later years. The Tom Brady's, the Phillip Rivers, that Rivers kid, the Drew Brees's of the world. You know, we saw Matt Hasselbeck starting games at 40 years old because of injury and things like that. But the 36-year-old Aaron said he really feels like he can do the same thing. Quote, how do you not? I'm not some cliche guy that's going to talk taking it year by year. Of course, you look at what Tom's doing and still able to play at his age and play at a high level. And obviously what Drew has done and Phil getting an opportunity to keep it rolling in Indy. My thing is, legacy is really important. Having an opportunity to do it all in Green Bay would mean a lot to me. I understand the track record of our squad. There's been times where we've had veteran players and they finished elsewhere. I get it. I'd like to make that decision easy for them. The only way to do that is to keep playing at a high level and give them no choice but to keep bringing me back. But to keep bringing you back because you're the best option and give them the best chance to win. That's my goal. I've got 4 years left on my deal. I'd like to play four at a really, really high level, and if I feel like I can keep on keeping on from that point, to do it. I feel confident right now. I'm going to be 40 when the deal ends. I feel like I can keep going after the way things have been going. No question about it that we see so many of these guys, and that's why, well, twofold. Let's talk about the Green Bay aspect of it. A lot of rumor about they're very interested in Jordan Love, the Utah State quarterback. If you're going to invest a high draft pick in a quarterback, you're doing it with the idea that Aaron Rodgers is giving it up soon. And he's just made it pretty clear, and maybe that helps to kind of decide for the Packers very easily about, okay, should we draft a quarterback? No. And I say this, let's relate it to the local team here, okay? This is why people say, well, when do you draft a quarterback? Not anytime soon. Well, what do you mean? Because look at the way guys are playing that position in their later years. The league is set up to protect the quarterback. It's set up for guys to be able to play longer and better. Now, listen, if you have a bad offensive line and they stink and you get crushed, that's a whole different topic. But the rules and everything are designed to keep guys in the league very long at that position and keep your star players around. So when people say, you know, oh, man, the Falcons need to use a second-round pick on a quarterback. To do what? Sit for 4 years, never play, have a second-round draft pick that gets nothing done? And that's not a knock against the player, but you're not starting a guy over Matt Ryan until he can't do it any longer. Same thing in Green Bay. How are you going to draft Jordan Love and then say have Aaron Rodgers coming out saying, Yeah, I'm going to play at least 4 more years. Okay. So what, you're going to hold on to Jordan Love so that in year 5, he finally may have a chance to start, or he may not? That's crazy. That's why it doesn't make sense to invest in quarterback. That's why you're signing guys like Kirk Benker and Danny Etling. Because those guys are... Matt's not going anywhere unless he has a career-ending injury. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. And guys in the NFL can play for a long time. And this is Aaron Rodgers telling you that this is another guy, Aaron, saying, yeah, I plan to play for a long time. Well, if you're a general manager and you got to fill a roster, with all due respect, the idea of wasting a draft pick on a quarterback that probably never sees the field doesn't make sense. Well, it's got to be competition. No, there doesn't. Doesn't have to be any competition. If you've got a Hall of Fame player, you know, if Aaron says he wants to play till 40, guess what? He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's got that right. Well, but what if he's not any good? If he's not any good, that's a different discussion. But there's so many guys in the league that you can look at and say, hell, they can still get it done. I mean, think about how many guys that you have in the league that are getting older. I mean, look at our division with Matt in his, you know, early to mid-30s. Drew Brees, 40 years old. Brady, 43. You know, that's maybe the best division of quarterbacks. And, you know, Matt Ryan, who's been in the league for 12 years, is the youngster. He's the young guy, you know, of that trinity. So, no reason to think Aaron can't do this for a very long time. Now, this is an interesting story. EA Sports is going to be involved in the NFL draft. Now, this from Ian Rappaport. The report is one of the league's video game partners is working on a way to be a part of the draft. Ian Rappaport reports that EA Sports is going to be creating virtual interactions between Goodell and players who've been selected in the first round. They'll be shown part of the draft broadcast, okay? So instead of, like, for instance, Christian Wilkins jumping up and shoulder bumping Roger Goodell, or Danny Shelton's bear hug, EA Sports is going to create basically video game-like interactions that, as Roger Goodell is sitting in his office, there'll be a cutaway to whatever, Jeff Okuda walking up on stage and high-fiving Roger Goodell, or whatever it is. I mean, I get it. They're trying to incorporate these guys somehow in some way. I hope it doesn't come across as gimmicky. I don't need a gimmick. But if it's cool, fine, man. I'm down with it. Let's see what it looks like. You know, the NFL is going to try to do what it can to just kind of spice up the broadcast. But again, as I said, I've said this multiple times, they could put Roger Goodell in the John Travolta bubble, okay? Remember the boy in the bubble? Or he could be in one of those. You ever been inside of one of those, like, rubber balls that you can, like, walk across water on? You know, like, you the ball just rolls or whatever? They could stick Roger Goodell in one of those, okay? And they could have Oompa Loompas come up and hand him a card, okay? And, like, you could put, like arms and fingers, like, that stick through the ball, and, like, he waddles and rolls around in Oompa Loompas, you know, sort of like what was that one character in the Willy Wonka movies that the Oompa Loompas rolled her away? Remember she ate the gum, and it had all the meals in it, and she ended up eating blueberry pie at the end, and she, like, swole up like a big blueberry, and they just rolled her. They could do that with Roger Goodell. And as long as he's reading off the picks as they go, people will watch. They'll be interested. But I'm for this. I mean, let's see. I mean, this could be kind of cool, and it might be kind of fun the way that they do it and produce it and everything like that. So, all right. Let's see what it looks like. And by the way, they said that they're asking players what they want to do. So, for instance, they'll be asking Chase Young, what do you want to do, man? You want to high five? You want a fist bump? What do you want your virtual avatar or whatever to be to do this? So they say, in addition to seeing their avatars interact with Goodell, players will also get to choose a high school that will receive a $2,500 grant for their football program as part of the event. So make it worth their while. Like I said, I'm in. I mean, why not? Let's see what it looks like. I just don't want it to be gimmicky, that's all. I don't want it to be something hokey looking or something like that. Let it just keep it kind of, you know, at least realistic looking, like a realistic interaction. I don't want like some cartoon character looking type of guy representing Chase Young, and he comes out and does something weird or whatever like that. I don't know, like he comes out like the Terminator or something like that. Just keep it kind of more natural. All right, Nick Foles, Mitch Trubisky, according to reports, Matt Nagy has said that during his press conference that it will be an open competition for the Bears' starting quarterback job. This from Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. We've increased competition at a critical position. We've talked to both players, and the way we view this is it's an open competition, and credit to both those guys for embracing it. Let me ask you a question. If you're a Bears fan, you want either one of those guys? Honestly, if you did a medical experiment and you combined the DNA of those two guys, I still don't think you'd want it, would you? What exactly are you winning with Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles as your quarterbacks? And does it really matter which one of those two guys starts?
Well, you don't understand. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Okay. And there's a reason why he's bounced around to about 7 or 8 teams in his career, too. There's a reason why it's not exactly worked out for Nick Foles. Remember that whole I'm going to Jacksonville? Remember that whole, we need a quarterback in Jacksonville? Nah, let's not listen to Chuckery. Let's go get Nick Foles. Oh, okay. Well, that's a franchise that's really taken a step forward, huh? Yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right. And the Super Bowl in 2024 may have to move from New Orleans. Now, New Orleans is scheduled to play, or the Super Bowl is scheduled to be played in New Orleans in 2024. But if there is a 17-game schedule and the Super Bowl gets pushed back to the week of February 11th that year, that runs into Mardi Gras. And if so, they're going to have to work on a contingency plan. They say the most likely scenario is moving the New Orleans Super Bowl to a later year, though they have not yet ruled out trying to play the game on February 4th of that year. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy and Saints spokesman Greg Bensel said via statements that this possibility was discussed during the bidding process in 2018 when New Orleans was awarded the Super Bowl for the 11th time. So this was something that they kind of knew could be potentially coming up out there. So who knows? We will see. I think we do assume that there will be a 17-game schedule. So I think the likelihood of having to do something with this game as it does get pushed back is reality. And don't forget, expanded playoffs as well. They're going to be coming up. All right, when we get back, I came across an article of an NFL writer that ranks the top offenses in the NFL. Where do the Falcons rank, and why do I think that this is a dopey list? We'll talk about that next. It is the John Chuckery Show, hanging out with you here on a Friday night. Sports Radio, 92 on the game, and on the radio.com app.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back in the Kia Studios on the... Oh, sorry, back in the Kia Studios. God, I'm just so used to saying it, Jarvis. What is it, our... What do they call it? Our remote Kia Studios? Mobile Kia Studios. I call it Parts Unknown. Hanging out with you on a Friday night on the John Chuckery Show. Paying tribute to Bill Withers, who passed away earlier today. All the Brown Liquor music songs, Bill Withers related. Make sure to stay connected with us by going to the App Store and downloading the radio.com app. Click 929 The Game and listen to us while you are home. Also, to Atlanta sports fans, many of your neighborhood businesses are still open to help deliver services in need. Takeout food, delivery, much more. The following restaurants have pickup and delivery options available: Bell Street Burritos, Buckhead Pizza Company, Liberty Pizza in Marietta. To see the full list in your neighborhood or to add to it, go to 929thegame.com/lovelocalatlanta. 404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's the text line. At JMCH316 on Twitter. He is at JarvisD90. So, came across an article from CBSSports.com and one of their writers, Jared Dubin, who, to be honest with you, if he knocked on my door right now and asked if he could use my bathroom, I wouldn't have any clue who this guy is. But he put together a list of the best offenses as of right now in the NFL using a weighted measuring system. So here's how he does this. He takes all the teams and assigns a grading system to various categories. So here's what he does. It's a ranking of 1 through 5. 1 is terrible. 5 is elite in the following areas. Quarterback, offensive line, pass catchers, which is your wide receivers and tight ends, running backs, and your play caller, which could be head coach or offensive coordinator. Now, they say that the scores are weighted, so the quarterback was the most important component of the offense, followed by O-line, then play caller, pass catchers, and then finally running backs. So the weight, the weights are reflected that way. And then, you know, he averages out the scores and things like that. So he has in his top 10, tied for 10th, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. He gives the quarterback a 4, O-line a 4, play caller a 3, wide receivers, tight ends a 4, running back 3. That's a total of 18, and it comes out to a 3.73 rating. The Falcons made an effort last season to upgrade their offensive line, but injuries caused the havoc. Ryan was sacked 48 times. Despite being under constant pressure, though, Ryan found a way to pilot a strong offensive anyway with Julio, Calvin, Austin Hooper, etc., at his disposal. Hooper's gone. Now, he says the Falcons replaced him with Hayden Hurst, who was acquired in a pretty massive overpay. Was he really massively overpaid that they gave up a second round? They got Hurst in a draft pick, and they gave up a second. I mean, Hurst was a first-round pick for a reason. Let me ask you a question. If you redrafted, if you put Hurst and Hooper in the draft in the same exact year, Hurst would have been the better-rated prospect. Hurst went into a situation where, look, he's come into a situation where he's got a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback now. I mean, he's got everything set up for him to do really well, but massive overpay. Also getting rid of Devontae Freeman, one of the NFL's least effective runners over the past 2 years in favor of Todd Gurley. Now, we talked about the fact that Todd Gurley only has to put up the same numbers, I think. Now, do I want to see him put up better numbers? Yes, of course. But if he at least matches, if you told me he's 910 touchdowns, you'd take that all day long. 900 rushing yards, 300 receiving, 10 rushing and 2 receiving touchdowns, you'd take that all day, every day, without even thinking. So I don't need him to be like what Maurice Jones-Drew was talking about, 1,200 yards and 19 touchdowns. I mean, Jiminy Christmas. I'm telling you right now, if he's 1,200 and 19 touchdowns, he's in the mix for MVP of the league. He's not just in the mix for Pro Bowl and stuff like that. He's in the mix for MVP of the league at that point. But anyway, then at the bottom, he says, first of all, with Todd Gurley, he's a walking injury risk, but at least he provides an upside that there was no way Freeman was going to hit. Falcons should add another back in the draft. They're overloaded at running back already, so another dumb take. Dirk Koetter is one of those coordinators, ready for this, who doesn't seem to bring all that much to the table. But at least does not take many things off the table either. He's mostly just fine. Now, that was written, I think, by some guy named Hot Take Tommy. Is that correct? Oh, sorry. No, this is by Jared Dubin, who I'll say again, if he came over and wanted to borrow, if he wanted to borrow a cup of milk and take a leak in my toilet, I wouldn't know who he is. Okay. Now, after he's got the Buccaneers and Falcons at 10th, the Rams at 9, the Titans at 9, in which he gave the quarterback a 4 in that. The Steelers at 7. Is this like 5 years ago with Le'Veon Bell and those guys and AB, or is this today's Steelers? Eagles at 6, Cowboys at 5, San Francisco at 3, tied with New Orleans, and then number one is a tie with Baltimore in KC. So a few things out of all of this. Let's start with his ranking system. I think when you talk about receivers and tight ends, if you've got Julio, Ridley, Hurst, Laquon Treadwell, that's a pretty good group. I mean, it's not like Hayden Hurst has been a bust. It's not like he's done nothing in the NFL. So I'm a little bit more surprised that you can't tell me that that's not at least a five-group ranking. But you have the best wide receiver in the NFL. You got one of the best young wide receivers in the NFL. I don't know. To me, that would be a five-group. That's a pretty good group that they have there, with Laquon Treadwell just being a third piece on offense. That's pretty stout. So I don't know. I already don't agree with some of the ranking, you know, that's on there. When you have Ryan Tannehill as the same ranking as Matt Ryan, that's as dumb as it could get. You have to be pretty ignorant to have a stat like, or put a number attachment to something like that. That's really, really not a very good take right there. So again, this Jared Dubin, who, if he came over and opened up my fridge to eat some food out of it, I would have no clue who this guy is. San Francisco at number three. Again, he puts Garoppolo at a four along with Matt Ryan. Jimmy Garoppolo is not the same quarterback that Matt Ryan is. Jimmy Garoppolo's got a great team, no doubt about it. He's not a better player than Matt Ryan. In no universe is Jimmy Garoppolo a better player than Matt Ryan. Does he have a better team than Matt Ryan? Maybe. They don't have more talent than the Falcons, but maybe as a team and coaching staff, they're better. Now, if the Falcons end up being about the 10th best offense in the NFL, that's a problem. And I say that because, you know, defensively, they're going to have their issues. They're not going to address all of their issues. You know, unless they really get lucky and they can find a way to sack the quarterback without as much depth, you know, I still don't see it. I think that they have to first round of the draft or another free agent. I still think they're in a real big need for more pass rush on this team. But you're not going to address all your issues. So you're going to have some holes on this defense, and it doesn't need to be great, but if you have a great offense and they can sack the quarterback, they'll go a long way and they'll win a lot of football games for it. But the idea that if they're the 10th best offense in the NFL, that's probably not going to spell a great year for the Atlanta Falcons. Now, that may be good enough for them to be 9-7, which we've said, because I don't think they'll play 17 games this year. I know they're not going to play 17 games, you know, this year. So if they're 9-7 this year and backdoor the way in the playoffs, or maybe they make that seventh seed or something like that, you know, 10th best offense, I'm expecting a lot more than the 10th best offense in the league. I think they have to be. I think if we're legitimately talking about Super Bowl or bust, I think you legitimately have to be. Now, I'd love for us to be a top 7 or 8 defense, but I don't trust everything around our defense that tells us we'll be that good. We have some very good individual pieces, but is the collective good enough to be that? Maybe. I mean, Grady, Debo, Tack, Fowler, you know, Keanu, when he comes back. I mean, there's definitely some pieces. Definitely pieces. But I think they have to be much better. If we're talking Super Bowl or bust for this team, I don't think that the number 10 offense in the league is going to get all that stuff done. I just don't see how all of that, just being that low, is going to make the Falcons that much better. All right, hanging out with you here on a Friday night on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. When we get back, we've got a couple things that we're going to get into here as we kind of wrap up the week and finish things off. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live here on a Friday night on Sports Radio 99 The Game and on the radio.com app.
Just try to stare me down. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you?
Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, and on the Radio.com app is the John Chuckery Show. Hey, Atlanta United supporters, we're going to replay Atlanta United radio broadcast from the Big Three match, from Big Matches in 2018. It's the road to the MLS Cup. It's going to happen over the next three weekends. Saturday at 5, Atlanta United at LA Galaxy from April of 2018. And then Sunday at 5, Atlanta United at Orlando City from August of 2018. 404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Paying tribute to Bill Withers tonight, who died earlier today. One of the great kind of soul R&B singers of the late 70s and mid 70s, even through the early 80s. So playing all Bill Withers music for the Brown Liquor Music Hour tonight. Give us a follow on social media. I'm at JMCH316. He's at Jarvis D90. Just a few last things as we get wrapped up. WrestleMania 36 kicking in tomorrow night and Sunday. I'm going to be very curious. I'm going to watch it because I'm a wrestling junkie, and I'm going to watch and see what it looks like out there. I think they should have pushed it back. We had Dave Meltzer on earlier. You can catch that interview up online on 920thegame.com. I think they should have pushed it back. I think it should have been rescheduled. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to have WrestleMania right now. I understand the idea of the show must go on, but you could have done like a small pay-per-view right now if you wanted to and saved the hoopla and spectacle that is WrestleMania and held on to it. Maybe instead of SummerSlam, you had WrestleMania, but they decided not to do that. Now, the last few days, Jarvis, since Tuesday has come out, I've been listening to Jim Ross's book on Audible, which I actually downloaded the Audible app and figured out how to get it, and I had a free credit, so I got his book for free. It's good stuff. I mean, I will tell you, I think I'm a little bit more than halfway with it. I think I'm a little bit more than halfway through the book, but it's pretty good stuff. And I'm enjoying the audio version of hearing Jim tell his story. You know, it's Jim Ross telling his story. It's kind of fun because he does a few character voices. You know, he does the Vince McMahon, you know, gosh dang. If we were on satellite, I'd use a different word, but gosh dang, you know. God, Jim. So it's kind of fun to hear him do some of the voices and stuff of it. But, you know, it's interesting to hear him tell the stories, you know, himself, you know, instead of just like reading it. Here you get Jim Ross's distinct voice that's doing all this. So now I've heard that the book is very emotional as you get toward the end and when his wife is killed. Because I can tell you in what I've listened to so far in the book, even about halfway through, the love that he has for his wife and the close-knit bond that he had with her. And look, I've heard some stories about Jim Ross, some of the stuff that he got into. I mean, some of the crazy stuff that went on, that's part of the wrestling lifestyle on the road. It happens. So I've heard some pretty good stories about Jim. But, you know, it doesn't take away from the fact that he really loved his wife and she was his rock. And the fact that, you know, she died the way that she did in a car wreck like that, just so unexpectedly and sudden, it just was devastating to him. So I've heard that as the book gets on, and he's talked about how as he was going through and reading this book and getting toward, you know, her death and all that, that it was really tough for him to do. Like, it took him a lot of takes to do it, and it took him a while to get through all of this. So it should be very interesting. It's a good read. If you're looking for a good, you know, if you're looking for something to do right now, you know, you download it on your tablet or whatever, and just sit back and listen. And I'll tell you, I mean, I've been enjoying it so much that if anybody knows me, that, you know, I'm always a dedicated wrestling podcast listener. So I listen to, you know, like early in the morning, I'll listen to wrestling podcasts on the way to work and then on the way home as well. I haven't listened to any of those this week, and I listen to Jim's podcast week in, week out. I listen to Bruce Pritchard, Arn Anderson. I love those shows, but I have not even bothered to listen to them this week. I've been so kind of engulfed in Jim Ross's book and really enjoying it that you know, I want to kind of stay with that story and just listen to it. So it's a lot of fun. If you're looking for a different read, you're a sports fan, a wrestling fan at all, Jim has a lot of history in Atlanta, obviously. I mean, he was here for a long time, did a lot of things. This doesn't really touch on any of that. That was his first book, Slobber Knocker. This really kind of starts in the middle of the Attitude Era. Really, it actually kind of starts with WrestleMania 15. Rock versus Austin is kind of where this kind of thing kicks off, you know, kind of leaves off from his last book. But you're like right dead, you know, in the middle of the Attitude Era when this book starts and moves him along and gets him through some of his later years and stuff like that. So looking forward to all of that. And like I said, be curious to see what the spectacle of WrestleMania looks like out there. You know, see what it's got going on. I know Jarvis and I were joking about it. You know, we're glad it's the weekend. It's been a tough week. You know, we said earlier, the other night, we've lost some of our colleagues through this. You know, we've had people that have been let go at the radio station, people that are not just co-workers, but they're friends of ours as well. And that's kind of hard to watch friends of yours be let go and you know, not be around. That when we get back to normal, missing some of the banter and interaction from some of those people that are going to be definitely missed, and people that have been around for a long, long time too. People that have been around for, you know, kind of as long as I've been around at the radio station. So we're no worries here. We are doing our thing. We'll be here five nights a week for you. We'll have another busy week next week. We'll be another week closer to the draft. So Thursday will be 2 weeks. Leading up to the NFL draft. So very much looking forward to that. Hopefully here, as you're in shelter and self-quarantining and doing all those things, stay safe, do what you have to do, try to stay away from gatherings of people. I know that they've, you know, said that authorities have said, we're going to fine you, we're going to arrest you, this, that, and the other. You know, in getting feedback from cops on Twitter and on the text line, they're not looking to do this. What they're really, you know, it's really about trying to keep groups apart, you know, not having pool parties, not having birthday parties and things like that. You're going to have to find different ways to do some of that stuff, but not gathering up in large groups that, you know, it may not be your group, but you get one or two people that have something they can spread, and then they interact with a bunch of people, and then that spreads and that spreads. So you really do have a net effect on how quickly this thing will be over, and we just got to get through it. I mean, it's here, whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, it's here, and now we have to figure out how to make the best of it and get through it all. So, because I'm trying to figure out, honestly, I mean, you know, we've got weekends off now. I'll be working tomorrow morning, but we've got weekends off here at the radio station, so it's like, what do you do with yourself? I mean, normally it'd be like, hey, let's go to the beach or let's do this, you know, but we may go to the park and do some walking around and stuff like that. I mean, just get out in the sunshine. It's going to be in the 80s, I think, next week as well. So it's going to be interesting to see people trying to self-quarantine or be in sheltered. You can go play golf and do things like that. It's not martial law. I mean, you're not bound to your house. You can get out and do stuff, and you can go do essential runs and stuff like that, go to the store or what have you. So, I mean, it's not like we're under martial law, and, you know, the army's out there with tanks in the streets keeping people off the roadways and things like that. But just really, especially, stay away from the large groups. You know, stay away from groups of 10 or more. I know a lot of stores are, you know, they're literally only allowing like 10 people at a time in their store, you know, to get around some of this, you know, not having big crowds and big groups. I know Home Depot and Lowe's, a lot of people were upset because they were waiting in long, long lines just to even get in to the place. But it's the new reality for right now, just to keep everything clean and neat and everything like that. You know, I mean, you should see me at our store. I'm about every few hours I go in there and sanitize and wipe everything down. We got all these sprays and stuff like that we have, and go in there and spray everything down and keep it clean and neat and everything else. So just hang loose. We'll be here for you. We got plenty of sports and everything to get into over the next couple of weeks as the NFL draft will be coming along. And I got a feeling that, you know, as low key as it may be for the setting and everything like that, I think the NFL draft is going to get a monster number. People are clamoring for something to kind of talk about or have as a storyline or have something that is like live going on. You know, not speculation about, you know, what may happen to the season or when people will get back to start playing or when they can start training or any sort of thing like that. I'm talking about clamoring for like real live, you know, news happening within their sport and the NFL. And it's, I think the rating's going to blow out. Even if it's Roger Goodell, like I said, just sitting at his desk doing nothing, I think you're going to blow out the run on all of this. So we will see. It's a couple of weeks from, it'll be 3 weeks from this, 3 weeks from yesterday is when the draft will take place out there. Hey, Atlanta United supporter fans, make sure you're tuning in this weekend. It's going to be the road to the MLS Cup. Over the next 3 weekends, we'll be broadcasting some of the biggest matches from the 2018 season. Saturday at 5, it'll be Atlanta United at the LA Galaxy. Sunday at 5, it will be the Atlanta United at Orlando City. That's from August of 2018. The LA Galaxy match is from April of 2018. All right, going to be time to wrap things up when we get back. It'll be time for the Love TKO that we have to play because that's what we do out here. So we'll do all of that next. Chucker, we'll wrap it up for the week. Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, and on the Radio.com app.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.